Mother's Day, Sunday, May the 10th, actually began right after we got home from Atlantic City, about, a little past 1 o'clock at night, with Linda, Lucy, and Wari meeting us with our Mother's Day gifts. A lovely letter from Wari, a picture of Linda Bird standing in front of the main building at the university, the tall tower I love, and several pictures of Lucy hard at work at her desk, good ones, full of the variety of that little rebel, Lucy. We got to bed about 2, and thank goodness we slept very late, having breakfast in bed at 11:30, Leonard and I together. And then a long reading of the paper, and at 3:30, Mrs. Probenson came, and we practiced my speech for Emory in Atlanta tomorrow, with Liz present to help criticize and evaluate. It's always useful to have Miss Probenson, and I'm never satisfied. And at 5:30, we quit in time for Lyndon and I to go to a quick church service at St. John's across Lafayette Square. It's sort of our last resort for church, last service of the day. And it Mother's Day, how could we miss it? Then we went to a small party at Phil Potter's, one of Lyndon's favorite reporters of the Baltimore Sun and several of his editors, and the publishing department of the paper. Phil is an oddly philosophic man to be a reporter, ideally suited for his assignment in India, I thought. Somebody quite in the groove with Nehru. Here at home, he has a very woodland backyard where he is an ardent gardener, and he lovingly showed me his azaleas, tree peonies, which are very rare, and little plants I don't even know the name of, pointing out birds' nests. The mother bird had flown away whenever he came around to put out new plants or put in fertilizer or cultivate, but it always faithfully returned the moment he had left the job. It's one of the few times I have been acutely aware of this job because of his daughter coming up to me and in 14-year-old fashion saying, "What is it like to be First Lady?" I wish they could understand it's just something that happens to you and not something that makes you any different. Their home was full of all the world-around assignments that Phil has had. The Baltimore Sun is an unusual paper, probably a little more reliable and old-fashioned than most.